Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Dalet. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Gershon Binyamin Ben Eliezer, whose yahrzeit is today, and also Leiloi Nishmas, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shelema for all those that need it, the Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas goydel mailas ha-halicha l'tzadike emes, L'shem Shomayim, V'loy L'shem Kovoid, V'kintur U'machloikes Chas V'Shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, in these next paragraphs, he's going to speak about the incredible importance of walking to true tzaddikim and going there for the right reasons, going there L'shem Shomayim, meaning purely for the purpose of coming close to Hashem, not for the sake of Kovoid, not so that the tzaddik will be mechabed me, he'll seat me up front, he'll give me some other honors, or kintur, or not chas v'shalom, to use my connection to the tzaddik or my study of Torah to attack other people, or machlokes, or any type of conflict. And here again, Rav Nosson Zal speaking about what he himself endured during his lifetime, that unfortunately, there was a group at the time, a Hasidic group, the Savraner, who went against Rav Nosson Zal, against Breslov in a horrific way. And some of the people that went to the Savraner at the time admitted that they were going there because he showed them tremendous respect. He gave them certain kibudim, which they enjoyed. And unfortunately, a major focus of what they were doing at the time was purely attacking Breslov Hasidim, trying to get them in trouble with the government, trying to get them fired from their jobs, trying to get families to break up, people to get divorced, Rachmona Litzlan. And there was an incident at the time where I believe it was on a Shavuos that a group of 60 people came to Rav Nosson Zal for Shavuos. And about 500 people came to the Savraner. And some of his followers saw that he was very upset when he heard that so many people came to Rav Nosson Zal. So they said to him, but what's the big deal? We had much more people. He said, he had Oivdei Hashem. I had reindeers. I had cows. You know, people who were coming, you know, not for spiritual reasons. So here in this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal touches on that idea, number one, the importance of what is a person really looking for when they're going to tzaddikim. Are they looking for any type of kavod? And again, the Savrana was in a position to be able to help people get positions, jobs. A rav in a city, a sheikhet, he had influence at the time and would use his influence to help the people who came to him. So very often they weren't coming for ruchnias. They weren't coming to improve their midos or anything. They were coming with the hope that he would use his protectia to get them a good job, a good position. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki ha-halicha boraglin, because the term halicha refers specifically on foot. All the walking that a person does in going to the tzaddik. Even today that we don't walk the way we used to, but even walking to a bus, walking to a plane, every single step. Ve'ikr shleimus hatikun hu alidei horaglin. And we know the real completion of the tikkun of the world is related to the feet. Ki ikr kol hatikunim tluyim bozeh ho'olam hu asiyo hagashmi. Because we know that the most important tikkunim in all of creation are dependent on our world, this physical, materialistic world, which is called the Olam Ho'asiya, Sheha'odam Habal Bchira Nivra Bozeh Olam Hagashmi Daika, because we know that man, who has free choice, who is the focus of creation, was created in this physical world, Kedei Sheyedabek Esatzmoy Bashem Yisborach Begashmiyas Zeh Olam Daika, in order that we should be able to attach ourselves to Hashem from the materialism and from the physicality of this world. And when a Jew succeeds in doing that, when a Jew who is living in this world succeeds in from this physical, materialistic world to serve Hashem, to connect to Hashem, then that person elevates this world together with all the other worlds that are dependent on this world. He elevates them all up very, very high, ad sheyikolel hakol bebechinas koydem abriya, to the point where everything gets reconnected and plugged in to that incredible high level of pre-creation. V'zeh ha'olam bichloloi nikro raglin. And we know that this physical, materialistic world that we are in is referred to as the feet. K'may shekosuv, v'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. As the pasuk says, the world, our world, is the footstool of Hashem. V'shom ikar hu'emuna. And it's in our world where there's free choice, where Hashem is so hidden, this is where the main test of emuna applies, shenikreis raglin. And emuna is also associated with the feet. K'may shemavur b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal speak about this in other places, that emuna is malchus, and malchus is the feet, the bottom of the feet. Kitzrichin lehamin shashem yisborach bo'oitzem nefloes roimamusi yisborach adein cheker hu tsoife umabit bahashgocha protis bozeh ho'olam hagashmi at tachlis diuta tachtoina. Because we are required to believe that Hashem, in His infinite greatness, and based on how high Hashem is, so far above anything we can possibly perceive, Hashem is looking and watching and supervising in complete detail every single thing going on in this physical world, even to the lowest places. K'may she'omrim, as we say in the Tefillah on Yom Kippur, Ein dovor ne'lo mimecha. There's nothing hidden from you. Everything is within Hashem's vision and supervision. U'k'may she'kosuv, and as it says in Hallel, Hamagbihi lo shoves, hamashpili lirois bashamayim voretz. Hashem, who is seated on high in a very, very high place, and yet lowers Himself to watch everything going on in heaven and earth in this world. Validei emunas hahashgocha, and through our faith in this concept of hashgocha, the supervision of Hashem, alidei ze nichlal achar habriya bekoidem habriya. By doing that, we connect post-creation to pre-creation, sheze ikar hatikun. And that's one of the most important goals and missions of a Jew. V'alkein, and therefore, ashrehem horaglayim shohelchem ledvar mitzvah. Fortunate are the feet that take a person to a mitzvah, that are used for performing a mitzvah. Mikolshkein kishinoiseya v'hoylech lehatzadikei emes. And especially when a person travels and walks to true tzaddikim and to those who are attached to them. Because the true tzaddik has already succeeded as a result of his pure, perfect, honest service of Hashem, to plug everything that's associated with him, to plug it into pre-creation. Kikvar higia la'avnei shayish tohor anal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, quoting the Gemara, the story in the Gemara, where Rabbi Akiva and his friends went to a very high place, and they got to this place where they saw these marble stones that looked like water. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, the true tzaddik has already gotten to Avnei Shayish Tohar, which refers to that level of pre-creation. Umi shezoicha lin soya velele chelov. And a person who is zoicha to travel and to walk to the tzaddik, v'hahalicho hi baraglin, and walking is with the feet, alideze magbia bechinas raglin. Through this, that person elevates everything spiritually that's associated with the feet. This world, this physical world, is referred to as the feet in Sifrei Kabbalah. Bechinas V'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. Hashem says, the earth is my footstool. Magbia ha'koil Hashem isborach. When a person walks to the tzaddik, he elevates everything to Hashem, everything in the world, v'koil el achar abriya v'koidom abriya, and he plugs in and merges post-creation with pre-creation, shezeh ikar kol hatikunin, which is one of the most important things that we need to accomplish. V'al kein, and therefore, ho'ikar linsoya v'leilech al Rosh Hashanah, the most important time of the year that a person wants to do this is for Rosh Hashanah. Kios b'Rosh Hashanah tzrichen lasuk b'zeh b'yoyser, because as we learned in the previous year, Rosh Hashanah is the time when we're involved in this project the most, this project of elevating post-creation to pre-creation. Why? She'oz nivra ha'olam, because that's when the world was created, that's when man was created. V'al kein hu rishon l'tshuva, and that's why Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the days of tshuva, l'saken kol ha'pegomim al yidei zeh kanal, in order for us to correct everything, to fix all of our mistakes, all of our sins, through this avoida of elevating the achar abriya to koidom abriya. V'al kein hayu noyagim b'chol hadoyrois leilech laharav. And this is why throughout all the generations, it was customary for the students to walk to the Rebbe. We see this throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, many, many stories about the students of Rabbi Shimon going to see him. And in the Gemara, throughout the Gemara, and in later generations, Kimaila Yisera Kishahol Chenelav, because it's a tremendous additional benefit when a person walks to the tzaddik. Kalidei ha'halicha bi'atzmo mesakin harbe, because the walking itself, before you get to the tzaddik, the walking to the tzaddik corrects, repairs many, many things. V'zeh b'chinas, this is also what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Somachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. Dovid HaMelech says, I was happy when the people would say to me, we want to walk to the Beis HaMikdash already. We want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Even though in saying that, they were implying they knew that the Beis HaMikdash would not be built during the lifetime of Dovid HaMelech. They knew that what they were saying also was, get out of the way, Chas V'Shalom, so that your son will take over to build a Beis HaMikdash. The first words of Beis, the first letters of Beis Hashem Neilech, note Hashem's name begins with the Yud. Here it's a Hey with an apostrophe, but Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Beis Yud Nun, which is the word Bini. Somachti, I was happy when the people said, we want to go to the Beis Hashem, they were implying Bini, my son. They were hinting to me that they were waiting for my son to take over the kingdom. Our feet were standing at the entranceway, at the gateway to Yerushalayim, waiting to build a Beis HaMikdash. Why does the pasuk have to get so physical? The feet and standing. V'zeh b'chinas mailas ho'olam l'regel. And this is also the tremendous benefit of those who would come to Yerushalayim for the holidays. Again, it's called Aliyah LeRegel. Yontif is called Regel, and they would go with their feet. Shenemar Aleihem, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says about those people who walk to do a mitzvah, they walk to shul, they walk to go to learn, Mayofu Pe'omayich Bana'olim, how beautiful are your footsteps that you take with your shoes. Ki Yerushalayim Shoma Beis HaMikdosh, because the Beis HaMikdosh was in Yerushalayim, Sheshom Nekudas Even Hashesia, and inside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the Holy of Holies, was the rock from which Hashem began the creation of the world, the Even Hashesia, Shemimenu Hushtas Oilam. From that rock, the world was formed. Shederech Shom Choizer V'Nichlal Zeh Oilam B'Sharoshoi, and it's via the Beis HaMikdash, via the Kodesh Kodoshim, via the Even Shesia, that everything in this world rises up and plugs into its origin, to its roots, Bebechinas Koidem Abriya, which is pre-creation. The Iker HaTikon, and the main component that's needed in order for this to happen, Al Yedei HaTzadik, is the tzaddik shehu yesoid olam, who is also referred to as the foundation of the world. The Evan Shesia is called foundation, the foundation of the world, Bechinas Evan Shesia. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki Lahashem Metsuke Eretz, the high peaks of the world. The term Metsuke Eretz refers to the tzaddikim. They are called Metsuke Eretz, the people who reach the highest levels in this world. Vayoshes Alehem Tevel. And Hashem established the world upon them. As Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this at the end of chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, the Tikkuni Zohar speaks a lot about this. The Evan Shesia is the foundation rock of the world. The word Shesia is Shis. Shis means six in Aramaic. Six is the tzaddik, the sphere of Yesoid, which is the sixth one of that set of seven spheres. So again, the tzaddik is this Evan Shesia, this foundation rock. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the tzaddik is the person, the location is the Beis HaMikdash, the time is Shabbos, Yontif, these holiest times, when the highest level connection to Hashem is made. Any questions, please?
Walking to a shul b'shem tzaddik is the same thing as this.
Exactly. The person who's walking to a shul, that's a shul that has the name of the tzaddik upon it. The breast of a shul is going to the tzaddik, definitely. That's why I'm going there. I'm going there because of him, v'hamil v'meilav, and those who are attached to him. I remember I felt very privileged and fortunate that when I first came to Breslov, I didn't live that close to where my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld lived. And on Shabbosim, a friend of mine and I used to walk about an hour to be with him for the shiur that he gave before Mincha, for Shalashuddis, you know, for the latter part of the Shabbos. Then at one point he moved to a different location, which was about an hour and a half away. Then I didn't walk as often, but I remember doing it once or twice. It was a trip. It was a little bit of a trip, Baruch Hashem. And I remember when I got engaged, and one time I was walking on Shabbos, I was meeting Rav Rosenfeld. I was going towards the mikveh, and he had come out of the mikveh with a few of his students. They were walking already towards shul, and I was headed towards the mikveh. He saw me, and he smiled, and he said, "This is good, as the walking is something very special, but when you live close by, it'll be even better." He was happy, and he mentioned at the time, "Mi mono afar Yaakov." There's a pasuk that says, "Who can count the dust of Yaakov Avinu?" Now, the dust refers, Hashem gives Klal Yisrael a bracha, that we will be kafar horetz, will be as plentiful as the dust of the earth. But the dust also refers to the dust of the feet. And Rav Rosenfeld, I think it was on that occasion that he said to me, "Mi mono afar is bigimatria nasan." My name was Nasan Yaakov, and he said, "Mi mono afar Yaakov is Nasan Yaakov." You should be zeicha. Person should know that every step they take on foot or any traveling for a mitzvah, traveling to Eretz Yisrael, traveling to a shul or a Beis Medrash, especially if it's al nikra al shem hatzadik, is something very, very special. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk says, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechubra lo yachtov. Yerushalayim, which is built up, will be built up like the city which it's attached to, and they're united together. Shehi Yerushalayim Shelamala. This refers to the Yerushalayim in heaven. K'may Sham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara in Tainus speaks about this, that there's a pasuk, Loi Ovoi Ba'ir Ad Bekir B'Chakodosh. Hashem says, "I will not enter into my city until there's holiness among you down here below." And the Gemara says what this refers to is Hashem says, "I will not enter into the Yerushalayim in heaven until the Yerushalayim down below here on earth is built up." Hainu bechinas klolius hatachtoim belion. This is another example of merging together below and above. Yerushalayim shelamato b'Yerushalayim shelmalo. The Yerushalayim down here on earth with the one in heaven. This is another example of plugging into pre-creation. This is the main goal. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says there, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yehi Shalom Becheilech. That same paragraph of Tehillim, which speaks about all of this, says, seek the peace of Yerushalayim. May there be Shalom among you. Leman Achai V'reyo Yadabar No Shalom Bach. That on behalf of my brothers and friends, I please let me speak peace. Ki ikar tikun zeh, because the main factor in being able to accomplish all of this is peace and unity in Klal Yisrael. And to eliminate all the opposition that there is to the truth. Because it's this machloikis and this hisnagdus that's the real evil and tumah that comes from sheker, sheyoinek mehoribui, which draws from diversity, kishein mevatlen achizosle b'sharoshoi, when we don't succeed in eliminating the attachment, the connection of the sitra achra to its source. V'alkein hanochosh shehimshich hasheker boilam v'goram kol hamachloikis v'hapirud. And therefore, this explains why the snake who introduced lies to the world, he lied to Chava. Didn't Hashem tell you not to touch the tree or that you shouldn't eat from any of the trees? And he caused all kinds of machlokes and separation. Alkein niskalel baraglov. Therefore, the curse that was given to the snake was that his feet would be removed. Kamashikosuv al gechoin chotelech. You will slither on your belly. The Gemara, these Midrashim bring that the snake had feet originally. Ki sheker ein loy raglayim. Because the Gemara says, and the Zohar Kodesh says, sheker has no legs to stand on. Sheker is weak. We talk about something that's established permanently, standing on solid legs, solid feet. Sheker has no raglayim. The word emes, each letter has two legs. The word sheker, each letter has either one leg or no leg. V'alkein, iker pegam shel hasheker ubali rechilus v'loshen hara hu baraglin. And this is why the main sin of people who lie and speak loshen hara and all types of machlokes is associated with the feet. Ki nikroim cholchei rogil, because we find in the Torah in several places it refers to them as people who go and spread lies or spread bad things about other people. Cholchei rochil, kama shekosov lo yiseilech rochil b'amecha. Don't go and spread rechilus. Ukama shepirush Rashi shom. Rashi points out over there, bechol mokoim motzinu rechilus b'loshen halicha. That throughout the Torah, when the Torah speaks about rechilus, people speaking bad about other people, we find the Torah uses the term walking, going, b'loshen regel, kamoi loyrogal aleshoinoi, ki iker pegam haloshen hora urechilus, shenim shach alidei hasheker, shemehem kol hamachloikes v'apirud, hu bebechinas raglin. Because the main damage that's caused by loshen hora urechilus, which comes from sheker, which is the source of all machloikes and pirud, is associated with the feet. Shemafridin horaglin mehoroish. Because what it does is it causes a separation between the feet and the head. Sheoisin pirud bein zeho oilam shubchinas raglin u bein reishis nekuda sabria. They cause a separation between this world, which is referred to as the feet, as we mentioned earlier, and the beginning of creation, the roish, the top, the beginning of creation. She'al yodo nichlolin b'koidom habriya, and when those two are united, by that we plug this world into pre-creation. Note in the story in Sipri Maisius, the greatest one of the 13 stories, the story of the seven betlers, the final, the 13th story, which Rabbeinu Zal praised so much. Rabbeinu Zal there tells a story about a wedding and 6 of the 7 days of the Sheva Brachas. And during each one of the 6 days, a tzaddik arrives who seems to have a particular defect, but his defect is really his strength. It only looks defective because we're in this topsy-turvy, we're in this upside-down world, where there's a pasuk, Ein Mishulam Ke'iver. There is no one as perfect and whole as a person who's blind. What do you mean? Blind is a... It means a person who's blind to all the nonsense of this world. A person who has the ability to close their eyes to what you need to close your eyes, and thereby be able to see into the next world, to see holiness, to see the important things. And when it came to the seventh Bettler, the one who was without feet, Rabbeinu Zal didn't tell that story. He said, we're not telling that story. And the Mefarshim point out that that's the story of the coming of Moshiach. That's when the tikkun will really be completed and finalized. As Rav Nosson Zal will bring, the pasuk says about Moshiach, Va'amdu raglov bayoyim hahu al harazesim, that Moshiach's feet will stand up on that day on harazesim. It speaks about the feet, and the Zohar HaKadosh focuses on that, that that Moshiach is the one who's going to bring the tikkun to the raglin, who's going to finalize the tikkun. V'alkein, b'Rosh Hashanah, she'oz tzrichim lehikolel b'horosh, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah, when our mission is to connect to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh is the head, the top, v'al shem zeh nikra Rosh Hashanah, that's one of the reasons why this holiday is called Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to connect to the Rosh. V'alkein tzrichim lovoy lehatzadik, therefore, it's so important on Rosh Hashanah to come to the tzaddik, shehu bechinas haroish. He is called the roish, the head. Bechinas, as the Tikkun HaZohar points out, that the word bereishis is made up of two words, roish, bayis, the head of the house, who is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called the roish bayis, the one who Hashem puts in charge of the world. We know the Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of the Jewish people? The rabbis. What do you mean? Hashem is king. Oh, this is blasphemy. This is Chasidus. This is Breslov. No, it's not. It's Gemara. The Gemara says, Man Malki. Who are the kings? The rabbis. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Roish Bayis. That's the tzaddik who Hashem puts into that position. Bechinas Roish Bnei Yisroel Ho Amiti. The true leader of the Jewish nation. And note, the first letters of Rosh Bnei Yisrael spell the word Rebbe, the true Rebbe. Alkein tzrichin l'nesoya v'leile chelov daiko. This is why we need to travel and walk to the tzaddik. Every step that a person is zoche to take with their feet is so special. K'al yidei zeh mesaknen umalen b'chinas horaklen. Because through this we repair and elevate the raglin, the feet of Kedusha. Umachmin umevatlin bechinas haraglin deklipa. And we defeat and destroy the feet of the sitra achra. Shehem hacholchei rochil ubalei loshon hara hamar ben machlokes b'Yisrael. Who are the ones who go and spread lies and loshon hara and cause conflict in Klal Yisrael. Because by coming to the tzaddik, a person is zoiche to receive emes, truth. The Zohar HaKadosh says, there's a famous quote in the Zohar HaKadosh, guf ubris chadhu, that guf, which is the guf of Zeranpin, and bris, guf refers to the sphere of Tiferes, which sometimes is used as a term to refer to the entire Zeranpin, is called guf. So guf is Tiferes, bris is Yesoid, they are one. Tiferes and Yesoid are one. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Yaakov v'Yosef kechodach shivi. Yaakov and Yosef are considered like one. They're both represented by the same letter in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is Chachma, the He is Bina. The Vav sometimes is used to refer to Yesoid, because six times Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yosef, so the Vav is Yesoid, number six. And the six also refers to all six spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesoid, which are usually referred to as Tiferes. Tiferes is the term. So Tiferes, Yaakov is Emes. Tiferes is Emes. Rav Nosson Zal says, by coming to the Tzaddik, by coming to the Yesoid, we're Zoche to Emes. Because these two are deeply, deeply connected to each other. V'midav emes tzadik emes. Shayideze mamshichen ha'hashgocha b'shleimus meiroi fa'orshat soiv. And as we learned in the previous shiurim, by a person being zeichet to emes, through that we're zeichet to draw the hashgocha of Hashem to perfection from top to bottom. Because remember, there's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 51, Doiver shkorim lo yikoin leneged einai. A person who speaks lies will not be in the presence of my eyes. So the opposite of that, through emes, we come under the direct supervision of the eyes of Hashem. So by being zeichet to emes, a person is zeichet to draw the hashgacha to the perfection from top to bottom, ad soif ha'olam ha'asi hazeh, all the way down to the bottom of this lowest world, shehu b'chinas raglan, which is referred to as the feet, shayidezeh nichlal ha'soif b'horosh. And by this, we're bringing together the bottom and the top. The feet, we're connecting the feet to the Rosh, to the Tzaddik, who is called Rosh, Rosh Bayis, on Rosh Hashanah, on the day that's called Rosh, the Rosh of the year. Soif tachlis gashmias kol hoylam, the end, the bottom of the physicality of this world, shubachinas raglin, nichlal hakoil b'harosh. We're plugging it all into the Rosh, the top. Bebchinas koidem abriya, which is referred to as pre-creation. V'nichlal hakoil be'echod. And everything is getting merged into that one. Shezeh ikar hatikun. And that's the real, that's the main tikun. Remember again that the word emes, emes represents this. The aleph is the top. Aleph is the first letter of the aleph beis. Tuf is the bottom, the last letter of the aleph beis. Mem is the middle letter. The word emes shows that we're connecting roish toich soif, top everything. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this. Any questions, please?
Morning, Rav Nosson. When Rav Nosson Zal says that the raglim shenaf ridim meharosh, can Rav Nosson explain that the feet are not actually separating from the head, or the fact that there's a distance between the feet and the head?
No. You have to go back a few words. Ki ikar pegam haloshin horo urechilus. The main damage of the sin of Lashon Hara and Rechilus, which comes from Sheker, which is the source of all Machlokes Pirud, is affecting the feet. That Shemafridin, that Lashon Hara Rechilus causes a separation between the lower level and the higher level, between the Malchus and the Chachma, between the Rosh and the Raglin. You follow?
Yes, thank you.
Causing a break, a separation between the Rosh and the bias. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on the Qumran where again the term Rosh bias, Rosh means the head, bias is the Malchus. Malchus is referred to as the bias, the house. Beisoi zuishtoi, the Gemara says. The wife is the bias. She's the Malchus. She's the feet. She's the shoes. The Gemara says a person should sell everything he has to buy good shoes, a good pair of shoes. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything he has to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So the wife, the shoes, the feet, the Malchus. That's the Olam Ho'asiyah. That's all this world, the Raglin.
Thank you very much.
We're just getting warmed up. This next paragraph is incredible. And then Rav Nosson Zal is going to lead into one of the most incredible explanations in the Holy Kutei Halachos of a Medrash, a famous Medrash. Paragraph Tezvov, Ki emes roish toich soif. Because the Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin that the word emes represents top, middle, and bottom. Everything. Ki ikar shleimus ha'emes hu kishehu emes metchilosoi v'atsoif. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, when we talk about an honest person, or we talk about honesty or truth, it's only honest and true if it's honest and true from beginning to end. From beginning to end. Ki yesh shemaschil ledaber be'ezeh emes, because there are people who start off speaking some kind of honest word, truth. Avul basoif mate al yedei zeh daika b'sheker godol. But by starting off in that manner, he gets people, he attracts people. People are attracted to emes. People who are good people, sincere people, are attracted to emes. But then he uses that to lead people into major sheker. Once he establishes a respect and a reputation, you know, a trust, the people trust, because look, he's quoting Gemara, he's quoting, look, he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows Torah, and then he uses that, he twists that and perverts that to lead people into all kinds of major sheker. Kidaika al yedei ma'at ha'emes shehischil, al yedei ze yesh loy koyach lahatois b'shikroi. Because it's specifically as a result of the fact that he starts with a little bit of truth, that's what enables him to confuse people, to mislead people with sheker. As the Gemara says in Sota, ki kol sheker she'ein boy emes betchilosoy, einoy miskayim besoifoy. Any falseness, any lies, which don't have some truth, they don't start off with some truth, will not last, will not be accepted at all. Al-Kain, therefore, just because a person hears somebody speaking some emes, doesn't mean yet, is not a proof yet that that person is emes. Al-Kain ikar ho emes, hu kishu emes sholem, miroi shvat soif. The real emes is when it's emes from beginning to end. The ikar hu hasoif. And the main thing is the end. What does he finish with? Ki toif achris dofor mereshisoi. As the pasuk says, the end is better and more important than the beginning. I remember somebody was once asking my Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, advice. What school, what elementary school to send their child to or whatever? You know, the kid is 4 years, 5 years old. I'm going to start which school? He said, look at the eighth graders. Look at the products. Look at the final products of that school. That's the, just because when kids are in kindergarten and they're all behaving nicely and they all have yarmulkes, that's no proof yet. That's no proof yet. Again, I say this because it needs to be said. I spoke to a close friend in the United States a few months ago, and he was telling me that they had a reunion, a class of Jews from Yeshiva University who had graduated years before. They had a class reunion. And he said he was the only Shomer Shabbos from his class at that point. All the other young men had stopped keeping Shabbos. When we want to know about education, Jewish education, etc., where is it leading to? The sheker has to start off with emes, otherwise it can't go anywhere. When it comes to the nachash, the Gemara and Rashi point out he had to engage Chava in conversation. He had to figure out a way to engage her in conversation. When a person wants to engage somebody, they can't start off with something that's a blatant lie. And then once the person's hooked, then they can mislead them. If the person doesn't realize this, doesn't realize we're in an olam hasheker, and the Sotan Rabbeinu Zal tells us in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran that the derech of the Sotan is to dress himself in mitzvahs. What is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is emes. A mitzvah is emes. So the Sotan cloaks himself in an emes, but it's only a thin coating. Beneath it is major sheker, v'alkein, and therefore, achshav. Nowadays, Rav Nosson Zal says, he said this during his time, b'achris hayomim, when we're coming towards the finish line, towards the end of time, mizgaber hasheker b'yoser, the sheker is working harder, is trying very hard. Kemeshikosu, as the pasuk says in Daniel, speaking about the future, v'sashlech emes arza, that emes has been thrown to the ground. Ukemeshon Rabbi Senuzal, and as the Gemara says in a few places, when it describes what things are going to look like before the coming of Moshiach, it says v'ho emes tihye ne'ederes. The Gemara says shenase adorim adorim shel emes. There'll be groups and groups and groups of emes. Each group is going to wave its flag of emes. Aval achar kach mat'eyu habaldover. But unfortunately, afterwards, the Yetzer tricks the person and fools the person ad shemachshiloi bishkorov, to the point where he causes the person to stumble and to make mistakes, to commit sins with the sheker of the Yetzer. V'ho'ikar al yidei b'nei adam. And now Rav Nosson Zal reiterates something he mentioned earlier, that more powerful than the angel, the Yetzer, is those people who have already become trapped in his camp. The people, Vashakronim Vahaleitsanim, those liars, those people who mock religion, they make fun of religion. Umechanim Atzman B'Shem Chasidim, and some of them call themselves Chasidim, and yet they make fun of religious Jews who are not exactly like them. She'alehem Ne'emar, about those people, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Te'olamno Sifsei Sheker, Hadoivroi Sal Tzadik Osok Begaiva Vavuz. May they be silenced, those lips of lies who speak against the Tzadik with all kinds of arrogance and insult. Who is this talking about? It's talking about Goyim? No, this could be talking even about Jews, unfortunately. V'al kein omer Rabbi Senezal, and therefore the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos warns us, Al tamin bi'atzmecha ad yoy moischa. Don't be overconfident. Don't trust yourself until you get to the finish line, until the day you die. Ki ikar ho'emes hu kishimagia ad asoif shubchinas raglin. Because the real emes is when it goes to the end, when it gets to the finish line, when it reaches all the way down to the raglin. And I mentioned that this is one of the things that attracted me and convinced me a little bit in my own hiskarvus to Breslov. When I met Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, and I met a rabbi who was teaching Torah, which Torah? The entire Torah. No skipping any pages. On page one in Shulchan Aruch, it speaks about getting up in the morning, and it says, by the way, the really religious people get up in the middle of the night. They get up at midnight. Most schools, most Orthodox schools that are teaching Orthodox Judaism make no mention of that, or if any mention, very little mention. In Breslov, it's spoken about. And then comes washing negavas, and then comes tzitzis, and tefillin, and mezuzah, and kashrus, and I saw that nothing is left out. It's presenting a version of Yiddishkeit that's emes, that's roish toich soif, everything, nothing eliminated. I had a meeting yesterday. Again, nothing is coincidence. I had a long, elaborate meeting yesterday with a person who had been involved at one point in time with the Kabbalah Center, something that's called the Kabbalah Center, which is something that was founded maybe 30, 40 years ago. And unfortunately, again, Kabbalah is emes, but Kabbalah is one branch of the Torah, the soy, the secrets of Torah. And it's the fourth branch. There's three branches in front of it, which are Pshat, Remez, and Drush. There's Halacha, and there's Kabbalah. And again, Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran speaks about both and puts tremendous emphasis on both. And if a person is studying Kabbalah without and ignoring Halacha, it's putting up a building or a penthouse, not a building. It's building a penthouse with no building, with no floors under it. Building the 89th floor, and there's no floors 1 through 88, and there's no foundation. So unfortunately, there are terrible mistakes that come from that, etc., etc. This person was zeicha to leave there. But again, how is this possible? The answer is because Kabbalah is emes. It's part of the Torah. But just because it's part of the Torah, just because a person latches on to one mitzvah or 30 mitzvahs, doesn't mean yet that that's emes. It could be a partial emes. Rav Nosson Zal says here, again, quoting the Gemara, that emes is roish toich soif. Hashem is emes. The Torah is emes. The tzaddik is called tzaddik emes, meaning he doesn't skip any parts. Not the ben odom lamokoyim, not the ben odom lechaveroi. That just because he knows a lot of Gemara or Halacha or Kabbalah doesn't give him a license to insult, to speak against any other Jews, chas v'shalom, or anything like that, which is also part of the Torah. Not just part of the Torah, but we're told that in some ways that's more important than anything else. We see by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who were the top people, the top tzaddikim of the generation, which means obviously they were good in all areas of Torah, except one. There wasn't the proper relationship among the students. There wasn't the proper respect and love among the students. It's not 100% emes. And Rabbi Akiva was generating billions of volts of light, The keli was almost perfect. The cup was almost whole. It had a little tiny hole in it. Everything leaks out, Rachmana Litzlan. It's not the real emes. V'alkein ikar tikun kol ho'ilam shehu alidei moshiach tzekenu, and therefore the ultimate tikun of the entire world, which will be achieved through Moshiach, she'ono mitzapim she'yavoi b'mheira b'yameinu, who we're looking forward to, we're hoping he's going to come soon, speedily in our times. Note, Rav Nosson Zal did not say that Rabbeinu Zal is Moshiach or anything like that. Hu al yidei b'chinas raglin is dependent on the feet. K'may shekosov, as it says clearly in Zechariah Hanavi, v'omdu raglov b'yoyim hahu. His feet will be established on that day. U'k'may shekosov, and as the Zohar HaKadosh says, adamoti raglin baraglin, that when will Moshiach come? When the feet will connect with the feet, when the feet will have a complete tikkun. K'muva harbe mizeh b'kisvei harizal, as this is elaborated on a lot in the writings of the Arizal. Ki ikar hatikun alidei emes, because the main tikkun is through emes, sheyizgale alidei Moshiach tzekenu. And Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to succeed in revealing and broadcasting the emes to the highest level. Bechinas emes mei eretz titzmach, when the truth will sprout forth from the ground. V'ho ikar, sheho emes yeh bishleimus mi roish hatzvatzoich. Rav Nosson Zal says, but note, when we're speaking about emes, the most important thing is to realize that real emes means from beginning to end. Lehamin bashgachos yisborach mi roish kol dargin atzoif kol dargin. It requires us to believe that Hashem's direct supervision is involved from the top of the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom. Through this emuna, we plug everything, we unite everything, we unify everything. And this is what brings about the greatest tikkun. Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Tomorrow we're going to begin something awesome. Everything is awesome. You have to be very careful not to praise one part of the Torah, Hashem. But this is something to look forward to, Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichet to learn it and absorb it and to reap all the benefits of this. Yesterday, learning with some friends that Rav Nosson Zal once said that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the world to teach us the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal came to the world to teach us how to fulfill the Torah, to give us all the advice and guidance that a person needs to be able to really succeed in fulfilling the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu has given us. We should be zecher.